runs the world, and how it all came about. And, of course, his most well-known student was Bill Clinton, who back in July of 1992, when he accepted the Democrat nomination for the presidency, talked about what he had actually learned when he was a student at Georgetown from a teacher named Carol Quigley. Well, Professor Quigley, in his Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, tells us about the ruling aristocracy that intends to enslave the world. Of course, Professor Quigley was totally in sympathy with their ideas, and he didn't call it enslavement, but this was the hope for the world. There'd no longer be war. This ruling aristocracy would really control everything in the world, and then we would sort of move into this kingdom of heaven on earth, of course, without God. And this is a recurrent theme. You'll find this referred to in the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, I spoke of earlier. You'll find it if you go to the library and get out the older copies of the Roundtable magazine. You'll find it in the obituary to Lord Lothian, written by Lionel Curtis, where he talked about this idea of bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth, and of course it was to be under an Anglo-Saxon elite. A recurrent theme of man replacing God, and of course behind the political and ideological struggle, there are spiritual forces, dark and sinister spiritual forces, basically occultic forces, which energize this movement from generation to generation as we move towards the ultimate establishment of a one-world dictatorship. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Okay, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Mark Phillips. And, Mark, I want you to tell our listeners how to get your material. But right now, let me just mention that if you're out there across America and you want to give us a call, 1-800-5-TALK-AT-ME. That's 1-800-5-825-5228. Or here in the Santa Cruz dialing area, 464-8295. We were just asking you, Mark, if you had a newsletter or if you had a packet or something that people might be able to get information on of your what your work is.
Yes. Dr. Stan, Kathy O'Brien and myself wrote a book, and it's been probably the most successful, much more successful than I ever anticipated. We had many, many thousands of copies printed, and the book sold out in about 4 weeks of actually being on the streets. We're into the second printing now. And we're accepting orders on Visa and MasterCard. The book is called Transformation of America. And what it encompasses is actually the CIA's mind control MK Ultra operations, as with many, many pages of documentation. But in addition to that, Dr. Stan, it goes into the autobiography of Kathy O'Brien, who lived her entire life from birth in this hideous existence.
Was she one of the people who was bred specifically for this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she was targeted for this, Dr. Stan, because she came from a multi-generational incest family, just like Himmler's studies provided Hitler with. She had been incested since birth. It's a normal practice, as hideous as it sounds, for the father to substitute the penis for the mother's nipple. And it starts that way, and it completely reverses the child's ability to make a proper discernment, in addition to the physical tortures. The situation with Kathy O'Brien is, though, that she is one of the very few people that has actually been able to successfully escape. And I should even use the word escape. You don't escape mind control. You have to be taken out, period.
Deprogrammed.
Nevertheless, she has recovered. And for the past 5 years, she and I have been on a lecture circuit with law enforcement and mental health. It was a very safe avenue for us until we decided that the public was finally waking up enough to be able to deal with this hideous truth. And the fact that we have what is known as a National Security Act that that is stopping all avenues of justice or exposure of this information. Kathy and her daughter were stopped in all their pursuits, and this book goes into some detail about Kathy's life, and it also winds up with giving a solution. We don't believe in voicing problems without solutions. But Transformation of America is available by calling 1-800-618-7772. That's 1-800-618-7772. Or if someone wants to send a check, they can send it to Reality Marketing, or RMC, P.O. Box 27740, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89126. The book, at this point, before the second edition comes out, those copies that are left remaining are available for $15, including postage and handling. Now, the second edition will be going up slightly because the book is getting larger. We added a few more documents and a color on the cover.
Okay, fine. So that's what was that zip code again?
Yes, the zip code was 89126.
All right, fine. That's Post Office Box 27740, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89126, and that number 1-800-618-7772.
Thank you.
Well, Mark, you know, I'm sure that when you tell these stories to some people, they're going to look at you as if you've got to be kidding. I mean, this sort of thing couldn't be going on in America.
Well, that's why we stayed, or we confined our presentations and made a living presenting to the first line people. The first line people are law enforcement, because they were seeing some very strange things that defied all of their conventional wisdom. And, of course, mental health, they became excruciatingly aware that they were getting all of these patients with all these hideous delusions and hideous problems that they had no ability to treat. And they began, thank goodness, the creativity among some of these physicians. They're more interested in helping their people than they are even making money, because most of these people didn't have a dime.
Mm-hmm.
They were street people. They were thrown out of the off the train, as they say. They used to call this in the CIA the freedom train.
Mm-hmm.
And these slaves, when they hit about age 30, they just disposed of them by just sending them out into the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They were no longer being handled. When I intervened in Kathy O'Brien's case, I actually she was being traded at the time by Alex Houston to a Hollywood pornographer, and she was supposed to have been killed in a snuff film because of her many activities involving U.S. presidents. She was working out of the Pentagon and was involved in CIA drug operations in the Caribbean for several years. And there was a huge body of evidence floating around the country in the ways of in the sense of pornography and other people who had witnessed things that they didn't really think there was much way to cover it up except to exterminate her. So I had rescued her in the middle of all that. And Kathy is now one of the most articulate people, and as you say, it's difficult for most individuals, unless they relate to things like Jonestown, and they remember reading about the mind control out of Jonestown.
And, of course, what was the CIA involvement, or was there any CIA involvement in this? Was this what was the background to Jonestown? Or was that simply an isolated effect?
Yeah, a Washington researcher by the name of John Judge put the best paper together that I have ever seen, through Freedom of Information Act. What, in fact, Jones was involved in was not so much mind control as it was biological. He was doing biological experimentations under the guise of having a religious organization in French Guiana in South America, in Jonestown. And, by the way, distressing as it is, even though Jonestown and almost 1,000 people are dead, or Jonestown operation is over, it's not. There are two separate operations that have never shut down. And when Congressman Ryan went down there, and he himself was murdered on the airstrip when he discovered what was actually transpiring, and he did get the information out through Congress before he died, through his own associates and the communications apparently that he had with some people in the United States before he was actually murdered there at Jonestown, reflected that the CIA's operation there was extremely important to them, but it nevertheless was just one of many that they could dispose of everybody at one time. Those people did not drink cherry-flavored Kool-Aid out of a bathtub laced with cyanide, like everyone says. Only something like 5% of the people there had any signs of poisoning, and this is what the Guyanese government reports in their autopsies.
Then what did they die from?
They died from gunshot wounds to the back of their heads. And, of course, you know, when the news media first reported it, they said there was about 100 people. And then they said, no, there was 300. And then it came out. And so the CIA apparently propped up the national news media by saying, well, what exactly happened was it was 3 days before anybody could get down there. It was in the jungle. And when these people died, they all fell on top of each other. And we were just counting the ones on top.
I see. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, and we're going to be back in just a moment with Mark Phillipson talking about mind control in America and throughout the world. And right now we want to mention a few of the items that we have which we think you might benefit from and what we've done. And, of course, if you get these, you help us to stay on the air. We put together groups of tapes, for instance, talking about the drugs. Is there really a war on drugs? Or is the war on drugs really a war on the American people? What really happened at Oklahoma, 4 interviews with prominent people who knew what really happened at Oklahoma City. What about the assassination of John Kennedy? Certainly a 2-hour interview with a gentleman who was the Pentagon liaison to the Central Intelligence Agency and understood what the Central Intelligence Agency was doing. Are you concerned about education? Are you concerned about the AIDS epidemic? You call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a list of the tapes we have and anything I've mentioned we have. Even if the operator there doesn't know what it is, you can always leave your name and address, and we'll give her we'll give you a call back and let you know. But these are excellent products, and of course we encourage you to copy those tapes and circulate them far and wide to help us to get the information out, because people must learn as quickly as possible what's really going on in our society if there's any hope that America, as we've known it, will be saved. So this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be right back here with Mark Phillips and Thought Control in America. Okay, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course one of our callers who didn't want to go on the air but asked what you think about the 60s rock music, LSD, and if this was any part of this mind control bit.
Actually, I'm not as versed on that as a fellow researcher and friend of mine, Stephen Jacobson. But to answer the caller's question with a yes or no, it's an absolute yes. We've all been made aware of the government's experiments at Edgewood, the infamous military installation right outside of Washington.
Was that where they gave soldiers and other people who didn't know what they were getting the LSD?
That's correct. Well, some were volunteers and actually knew what they were getting.
But a lot of them didn't.
No, they didn't know, no.
They've been experimenting on our soldiers for years, but then they don't care about Americans. Our lives or American soldiers.
No, they don't care.
Right. Go ahead.
There is no apparent concern. Dr. Stan, as dismal as things look, the people must understand that finally folks are waking up to reality. And they understand, too, that about 5% of the people lead 95%. And that 95%, I have found, through my experiences, are very, very difficult to make leaders out of, or to make people who are totally awake or totally in touch with their spirituality. There's a connection there, by the way. We found that people who are in touch with their spirituality and know who they are and are true to themselves, don't have any problem assimilating truth from fiction. It's much easier to appreciate some of the things that you're talking about and that I'm having to talk about now. But going back to some of the things that I heard you mentioning on the break, you know, Sirhan wrote Mind Control, hundreds and hundreds of times right after he had been incarcerated. And his psychiatrist also leaked to the press that Sirhan did not know who he was, nor where he had been, or how old he was. This is exactly the way Kathy O'Brien was when I rescued her out of her situation. And John Hinckley also is reported to suffer from the same type of psychological problems that Sirhan did. And Oswald is reported to have undergone extensive conditioning before his fate was met in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, let's go to Jeannie here. She's got a question. Jeannie, a question or comment?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Stan. I have a question for Mark Phillips.
Yes.
I was talking to Joe Jordan of the National Vietnam POW Strike Task Force.
Yes.
And in Guyana, where they the CIA bought land where Jonestown was, he believes a lot of the POWs and the MIAs have been taken from Vietnam and brought down to Guyana for experimentation.
That sounds pretty far out to me, Jeannie.
Wait a minute, Dr. Stan.
Okay.
What does Mr. Phillips feel about
Well, that's going to get Mark's ideas.
Well, I have not heard this, but I'm not the world's greatest source on Jonestown, as I mentioned earlier. My knowledge goes in heavily into MK Ultra research and many of the projects that they've been involved with. But unfortunately, I don't have everything there is on Jonestown. I have heard of some of the MIAs being used in mercenary operations and then winding up at a French encampment in Jonestown, but not at Jim Jones's operation. Now, that connection I have heard of.
Now, does the CIA still own the land in Guyana?
Well, according to the Guyanese government, they do.
Now, is this CIA or is this somebody owns it?
No, CIA.
Actually owns the land where Jim Jones was set up?
The banking operation that it was handled through in Mexico City, the money came directly from the CIA.
Well, that's an incredible, incredible fact, but of course, never.
Horrible, but it's true.
Right. Anything else, Jeannie?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Telephone number 464-8295 or 1-800-5-TALK-AT-ME. That's 1-800-5-8255-28. So anyway, you were talking about certainly what was the purpose of Jonestown all about, though?
Apparently, it was for biological warfare study work. The effects of certain chemicals, certain drugs, and certain biologicals, as well as, of course, some of the man-made diseases. It was an ideal environment for this. It was totally secluded. There's a perimeter of jungle around the area that is almost impenetrable. That was why it actually did take 3 days to get in there. But it was a perfect location if one was going to do hideous human experiments in a naturalized setting. And this has been the information that has been absolutely proven through FOIA, as well as a great number of people who have bravely stepped forward with their own testimony from being there.
Well, no, there weren't very many that actually survived after that.
No. There weren't very many that actually survived that have talked, but there were approximately 180 people that are totally unaccounted for that did manage to get off into the jungle. Now, some of those people weren't necessarily victims. They could have been victimizers. And some of them were locals that had had become encamped at Jim Jones' operation.
Okay, let's go to Mark here. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, you have a question or comment?
Well, I have an announcement and a question. If you don't mind, we're having a meeting on Saturday. Do you mind if I announce it?
Well, go ahead and announce it. Is that the sovereignty?
Well, it's the common law court. We're actually having a court session on Saturday, yeah. 2 o'clock at Loudoun Nelson Center.
Okay, you ought to see our latest tape with Suzanne Harris, and she says that the new legislation's coming down is going to target the sovereign citizen.
You may
very well find yourself in a camp someplace, Mark.
Well,
far better to fight the system rather than retreat, but where is the meeting going to be?
It's at Loudoun Nelson at 2 o'clock, and Dr. Stan, I thank you even for people you don't agree with.
Oh, okay, God bless.
And I have a question.
Okay, fine.
This gentleman, now I just got in my car, and this gentleman has information about the CIA.
Right, mind control, MKUltra.
Okay,
yeah.
Have you discussed quiet weapons for quiet wars?
All right, do you know anything about, is that a book?
It's a document.
All right, let's get Mark's idea on that. Anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, mainly I'd like him to address that. It's a top secret document that was left on a copier.
All right,
I've had it authenticated, and it tells the entire story. And Dr. Stan, I will definitely get you a copy.
Okay, please.
And it tells the entire story about how they set this whole thing up and puts a lot of pieces into order.
All right, fine. Thanks so much. And Mark, what about that? Do you know anything about it?
Yes, I'm aware of the document.
All right.
And,
is it accurate?
I have it in my files.
Is it accurate, or is it simply something they're doing, playing games with us?
No, actually, there's been two pieces that I've seen over the years. One was a letter written by the director of the CIA in June of 1964, and he was addressing it to his colleague and friend, Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who was in charge of MKUltra. And it was a budget, a secret budget that he was actually putting together secretly to keep Kennedy from destroying, because Kennedy was out to destroy the CIA, and ultimately I feel that they ultimately destroyed him or played a hand in it.
Well, but, I don't think there's any question of that.
Yeah, that particular document is one that I always held in question as to whether it was valid or not, even though the language in it was consistent with the way Helms talked. I'm a neurolinguistics person, so that wasn't too hard to discern. But what was difficult for me to understand was it was handwritten or hand-typed by Helms himself, because he regarded it so secret. And the other document, Silent Weapons for Secret Wars, that was found on a copy machine, has been validated by a number of insiders who absolutely say it's true. So that's, that don't know each other. So that's not too difficult, since it actually does comprise perceptually a fair amount of information on mind control and its purpose.
All right. Well, what is that purpose?
That purpose is exactly what you stated earlier. It is for the purposes of enslaving all of us.
Right.
That's bottom line. It's the New World Order. It's a tool of the New World Order. And as Hitler regarded it, the most powerful single weapon in his arsenal to literally lull an entire population in Germany to sleep so they would believe something quite different than what was actually happening around them. So has it gone the same way in this country.
Well, of course, the average American out there can't but see that we're heading hell-bent towards fascism, the loss of all freedom, the arresting of the dissident elements, that the government is creating most of the problems, whether the acts of terrorism, how, you know, you go to the airport now and the first thing they say is, show me identification card with your picture on it. And that's all part of the psychological game they're playing with us. And then the announcement comes on, and any packages that are left look suspicious, you know, be sure to report to airport security or something of the sort, you know, as if there's going to be a bomb every place. And what they're doing is just creating this sense of fear in the minds of our people. Of course, we were told those Arab terrorists, everybody had forgotten who bought Khomeini to power in Iran, which started so much of this Arab terrorism. And of course,
right.
It was our old friends, the American government, who actively toppled the Shah, brought Khomeini to power, and created once again the best enemy that money could buy.
Exactly.
Incredible. Well, it's this.
We did the same thing with Iraq.
Right.
And armed Iraq. and we armed them with biologicals.
And then they used them on our boys, and we said, no, there were no weapons there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, look, we've only got that. We're just about out of time. Would you like to take a minute and wrap up your thoughts for us?
Well, I would like to do just one thing. I would like to assure the people that this is a very small amount of criminals that are running all of us. These are sociopaths. There are just a few of them. It's not that many. We far outnumber them. And as long as we can continue waking up our neighbors to some of these realities, we can begin a process systematically of taking our government back. And it's got to start somewhere. Now, we are under what I would call psychological warfare attack. And this psychological warfare has been implemented on us for many, many years, but has reached a peak in proportion to what the New World Order is wanting to accomplish. And their goals are in sight as far as they are concerned. And it's people like yourself, Dr. Stan, that are, I hope, going to be part of the tools to destroy them.
I certainly hope so as well. Well, the telephone number to get in touch with Mark, 1-800-618-7772. That's 1-800-618-7772. Mark, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr.
Bless
Stan.
You, and I want to get you back on our afternoon program to
I'd
a different
like
listening audience.
I'd like to bring Kathy O'Brien on.
All right, fine. We'll get Kathy and you both on here in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, sir.
May the Lord protect you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and when I say the Lord protect him, believe me, there are sinister and evil forces out there that destroy people who speak out against the forces of evil that exist in the world today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting a spiritual war on a political and psychological battlefield. And what energized Adolf Hitler is the same evil forces that energize many in power today. And all you need to do is understand Adolf Hitler was a disciple of Madame Blavatsky, and you, a founder of Theosophy, and you can find many of these same people working within our system here in America today. That's another subject. We can document that for you at a later time. All I need to do is point out, for those of you who don't know, that wonderful book written by a high priestess of the New Age, Barbara Mux Hubbard, you can go down and get it now, Barbara Mux Hubbard's The Book of Revelation, the story of co-creation. Look who financed it. Why, the Lawrence Spellman Rockefeller Foundation. Isn't that interesting? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree that we have a message that needs to get out, quite frankly, we need your help if we're going to be able to stay on this station bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. We'd appreciate if you contact us, our address, Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063. Or you can simply call our 800 number, 1-800-5- HIV War, and you can make a donation on your Visa or MasterCard. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us to continue our ministry, and remember, we are not tax deductible specifically, so we can speak out freely on the nature of the evil that we face. Why, you can, for a gift of $20 or more a month, we'll send you the four best tapes of the month and encourage you to get those tapes out far and wide across America. You're welcome to copy them. We ask for your continued prayers for provision and for protection, and we want to thank those in the past who have contributed so generously to our ministry. So, until tomorrow evening at the same time, this is Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.